Hello and welcome to another Spooky Lockdown podcast. Had a little break last week because I was doing a live stream from my attic, and it was a cool live stream because it was sponsored by Loudon Guitars, which are like a Downpatrick based Irish guitar company, and they're amazing. Their guitars are like renowned worldwide. They're made of like incredible materials and they just sound so great. And I was supporting Tim Wheeler from Ash, and brand new friend were there too. It was great crack. Yeah, it was really nice. But I like pretty much like spent all week learning the songs and stuff and making sure I was ready to be professional, you know. But yeah, so here we are back on the podcast wagon. So the link between the Loudon gig and this week's podcast, I'm so good at making links, it's, you know, it's my skill now, is that I made a frankly award-winning short film as a thinly veiled attempt to win Loudon over so that I could keep the guitar that they gave me on loan for the gig, but I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, if you want to check that out, it's a spoof of the fantastic 2019 French film Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It's called Portrait of a Guitar on Hire, and it is up on Instagram. And yeah, let me know what you think of it. Hit me up in my DMs. I do genuinely really like the guitar, and it's gonna be tough when I'm parted with her. I've already called her Lola. She's got a name. My flamenco guitar Merida is very jealous. It's been hard to keep the two of them apart, to be honest. So, you know, this is the reality for a polygamist guitarist. So, yeah, maybe it's for the best that we split ways for now, at least. And see what the future holds. But yeah, it got me thinking about film soundtracks. So I put up a poll on Instagram and I got loads of responses. Turns out people like to watch films and listen to the music. Amazing. I love you all because of that. And so yeah, I think I'll kick off with one of my favourites. This is going to be absolutely no surprise to anyone who even knows me vaguely. One of my favourite films of all time is Donnie Darko from 2001. And oh god, I just love everything about it. I first saw it when I was like, let's say like 14, 15? No, maybe like 14. Yeah, I was young enough. And my brother had it on DVD, and I just picked it up and was like, ooh, what's this scary film? And I put it on, it was like way more interesting than I thought it was gonna be. And the soundtrack to it just really helped form my music taste for like many a year after. It introduced me to Echo and the Bunnymen, Joy Division, The Church, and it also introduced me more so, I had heard of this band before because of like their massive song that was always on the radio, but yeah, it introduced me to Tears for Fears, and the song that is used in one of the scenes in the film is just like so good. It's like a montage in a school, and it's like perfectly cut in time and stuff, and like I remember hearing it for the first time and watching that scene, and then like hitting reverse on the DVD player and like watching the scene over and over and over and over and being like, what is this song? I need to know, because this is like the time before Spotify, and like you had to, I don't know, like be very detailed or something to be able to like find out what songs were. So yeah, Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears. It's so good. Before I play it, there's an interesting kind of thing, because this is about like soundtracks specifically in films. With Donnie Darko, like it's so well known for having such a good soundtrack that it's really hilarious that they released a director's cut, and the director's cut has like the songs moved in different scenes, and it like it's so jarring. Like, because if you watch it, you're like, okay, now it's the Killing Moon, Echo and the Bunny Man, this is how we start, this is it. And then it's like something else kicks in the director's cut, and you're like, no, why? This makes no sense in my brain, it hurts. I remember watching it one time with one of my friends. It was like near Halloween night or something. We were like in her kitchen, we were watching it, and we were like, let's watch a film. And she was like, oh yeah, I've got Donnie Darko. And I was like, yes, let's do it. Let me watch this film for like the thousandth time as a teenager. And she like put it on, and I was like, are you for real? Is this the director's cut? And then we never spoke again. But yeah, amazing film, amazing soundtrack. Check it out if you haven't already. Considered an education in 80s post-punk magic. And yeah, here we go. Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels. Enjoy. We'll be right back. So yeah, thank you so much to everybody who got in touch on Instagram. We had so many people, which was really cool, and it allowed me to do some very fun lazy selfies with GIFs. off the top of my head, ones that I can remember, The Crow, based on the comic book, or the graphic novel, sorry to all the neckbeards out there that will be coming at me for that. But yeah, that's an interesting film in itself. Like, Brandon Lee died on set, and so all the scenes were like this dude's playing guitar, or like any scene where you see The Crow in that film and you don't see his face, it's because it's like a stand-in because Brandon Lee died. Mental. But yeah, great soundtrack. It's a pure grunge soundtrack. And there's Nine Inch Nails on it, Stone Temple Pilots on it as well. Stone Temple Pilots are like one of my fave bands. I love it. That album Core came out whenever I was like, it's my birthday album, September 1992. Yo. What else? Someone said Moulin Rouge. I think that was Charlene from a band called Alumna. Check them out. They're based in Belfast. They came out of Girls Rock School, hence the name. They're great. Moulin Rouge. Yeah, like Lady Marmalade, that's the big song from that one. We had to study that in film studies, and I was like, we had to do it for the editing module because it's like a fucking million edits and cuts within like a scene, and it was like really pissing me off because it was like, go and take some time to just like enjoy the scenery or enjoy the cinematography. Like, why are you like, did the person who was editing this film just like drink a million Red Bulls or something? Like, but I mean, it served the purpose for like the editing module because it was like, here's an extreme version of editing. that's like on the spectrum of musicals where it's like a bit too like, yeah, it's a bit too cheesy for me. Like, I don't like how they like rework songs into it. Like, Roxanne by the Police, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, but I am a musical fan. Yeah, Phantom of the Opera, love it. That's probably no surprise. Yeah, I once dressed up as the Phantom for Halloween, and I think that was around the time that I realised that I was definitely bisexual. My first time as a drag king, you never forget it. But yeah, what else did we have? Loads of Donnie Darko came in. Yep, legends for saying that. Top points from me. The Craft came in from my best friend from primary school and nursery, Connor. The Craft, yes, that's a good wee bopper. What else? Let me think. Blues Brothers came in, of course. Candle from Heart-Shaped, said Rushmore. Yeah, someone came in with a Graduate, and that's like, oof, that's a good one. Like, it's hard to deny. Like, that film's incredible. It's so intelligent and amazing for like, oh, the 60s. Like, 60s films are just so great. What a beautiful era for cinema. But yeah, obviously that soundtrack's incredible, and I think there's like I think the interesting thing about that soundtrack is that like Simon and Garfunkel had to like write as they went along or something. I think they had to, there was something like the timeline of like the film being made and then the soundtrack being made was like out of sync or something. They either had to like write it after, or like it wasn't even halfway done or something by the time the film was like being put together. But like, Mrs. Robinson, yeah, what a lady. But I'm like, what a song. And they love the, I really love the Lemonheads version of Mrs. Robinson. Yeah, that's another great band. Can anyone tell that I've had a coffee? I'm just like, I'm buzzing, I'm snapping, I'm just going between topic to topic here. Boom. yeah, The Graduate, lethal. But my friend Ricky, who I used to work in an art house cinema with, so it was pretty inevitable that I was gonna pick another film buff to select a song from their entry. And so he had sent on loads, including Donnie Darko, and that makes sense because me and him did a podcast about Donnie Darko and the soundtrack. So I'm like not really ripping off that idea, but at the same time we're just touching upon like some of the same themes. It's beautiful, it deserves to be spoken about again. But do go and check that out. I'll put like a wee link in the bio for this. But yeah, so Ricky also chose Ghost World. Ah, so good. If you haven't seen that film, go check it out. It's like classic Steve Buscemi being like weirdo guy. But like, it's so strange. His character's so interesting because you're like, oh, he's definitely strange, but he's also like weirdly endearing. And the relationship between all the characters in that film is so great. And then you have like the old dude that's just like sitting on the bench and like representing the symbol of time and the symbol of change and hope in a way, because he's just waiting. And I don't want to spoil anything, but it's great. And it's got a really great soundtrack to it. Really diverse soundtrack to it as well. There's loads of world music on it. But I am gonna choose What Do I Get by the Buzzcocks. It's so good. And R.I.P. Pete Shelley, he's resting in power. What a legend. So here we go. Enjoy some Buzzcocks.
Just wanna love her like any other, what do I get? I only want a friend who stay to the end, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress, I need a caress, what do I get? I just need a break, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I only get sleepless nights alone, here in my heart dead. The interest in the time I tried, I wish that only happened to me instead. What do I get?
We go, another episode, another week or two in lockdown. I hope you're doing well. Let me know what you're getting up to. Don't really have anything to plug right now, other than just let's chat and have the crack, and send me your playlists. I love Spotify playlists. Yeah, so thank you so much for supporting the podcast, listening to it. Do me a solid and give it a wee share. That would be lethal. And to all my Patreon spooky patrons, your amazing is on its way. All right, see you later, bye.